see. You know him. He breaks down hockey as good
probably
as anybody.
Upset.
With well, I don't think he's upset. You, what? Because they got cussed out? You think they? JR didn't
care. No. Just how the game went down. I mean, you just an elimination game going down like that. It's just
wonder how he feels about the change of what would have happened with a 1-0 lead in favor of Nashville. Would they have changed their game plan? I'm one of those. You got to 1-0 doing it one way. Stay there at 1-0. 1-0's nothing safe when you're facing Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Now, it may have had a different outcome. I don't know what the outcome would have been. None of us do. We know what the outcome was, but I don't know what the outcome would have been had that call have been made, had they let the, it was the right call after the whistle, yes, but review it. Why? And I'm asked this question. Why didn't Nashville challenge it? I don't understand.
Nashville did challenge it. Last night? The goal? Yeah, they challenged that.
They challenged the well, then why didn't we review it?
They did review it. They said basically because he blew the whistle, no, you can't overturn that.
No, but
I think they needed to review like the,
no, I'm talking about review.
It was just
not the call. We know the call after the call. Say it again.
It was the referees just reviewed it.
Yeah, the Nashville did not ask
for it.
That's what I'm
saying.
Should've. I don't think Nashville asked for a challenge.
Well, even if you challenge it, it's going to be the same
because
outcome.
The blown whistle.
Yeah.
Right, but you
can't. So it doesn't matter if they review it or if you challenge it, it's going to be the same outcome.
See, for me, like I said, I know it's a bummer, and it would have been nice.
I know they definitely reviewed it. But, I mean, it took forever.
Well, it took a long time to come back. And you heard by the letter of the law, you heard the broadcast team talk about it was the right call. But I'm trying to figure out how, with a naked eye, we fix allowing the play to go on. We have to make a rule change that says play through it, then review it after. As opposed to, I don't understand why
be
we
better
blow
your job.
I don't understand why. Well, that's the obvious in every sport.
Yeah.
You get paid. It's a sport that makes millions of dollars. Pro football, billions of dollars. Basketball, millions and billions of dollars. Baseball, the same. How you miss it. Now, I understand. And that's why baseball, quite frankly, wants to switch to this electronic strike zone. Some of these players do. And a lot of fans and the rest, not only to speed it up. Everybody thinks it's just to speed up the game. It's not just to speed up the game. It's to get it right. Yet I also I talked to Bud Norris, the Angels closer, a couple days ago. And we were talking about it, I guess it was on Friday. And I asked him about that. I asked him about the electronic strike zone. He doesn't want to take out the human element of it. Now, he's a pitcher and the rest of it. So that's something we can get to, and that makes for a good conversation, when and where. And in hockey, well, last night they missed it. And we're fortunate now to be joined by NBC Sports, and one of the longtime great players in hockey. And he's as good an analyst as there is because he pulls no punches. And a friend of the show, Jeremy Roenick, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. JR, welcome, my man. How are you doing?
Hey, Sean, how you doing, pal? Great to be with you. How are you?
Great to be with you. I'm doing great. And we're just having this discussion. I'm a human error. I know we always want to get it right, JR. And it's when we're talking about multi-million or multi-billion dollar sports, we want our officials in all sports to get it right. They're going to miss them. And in a game like that, you can't get a hamburger to make a steak call, and it becomes a problem. Did that call last night change the course of the outcome of this game in your mind, or would it have been different?
Well, I think that's all up for debate. There's no question about it. I think in such a close game and with momentum swings, that goal, the way that the game played out, could have been the decider. There's no question about it. I mean, Pittsburgh scores with a minute and 35 seconds left. However, they have other things to look at. Their power play was so bad and inept. I think Pittsburgh's penalty killing was great, but when you have five or six power plays, 1-5-on-3, and you can't put it in the back of the net, there's other things to blame. But it was definitely, in a huge game, massive game, the biggest game of the year, it was one that you really felt bad that was missed, because everybody, including the referees, know that they missed it.
So, JR, when you were watching that, initially, when you were sitting there watching what happened and the puck came free, what was your initial thought when you heard the ruling?
I wondered why the referees were so quick to blow the whistle, to have the intent to blow the whistle, because that puck was never, ever controlled by Matt Murray. Not one time. And it is the rule that when the referee loses sight of the puck, that you go to blow the whistle. But there's a lot of times in the course of the game that the referee loses sight of a puck, whether he was in bad position, that he couldn't see it, or that he was so quick to the intent of blowing that was out of, it was just out of sorts. And let me tell you, the referees that were in that game are as good as they get. I mean, Dan O'Halloran is one of the longest standing referees in the league and one of the best. And I'm sure that he'll say at the end that he missed the call, but his intent was right. It was just a little too quick. But again, it's just it's that time of the year, and that how big this game was. It just can't happen. But that's human element, and that's what you're talking about. And I agree with you. I don't want to take the human element out of the game. And I think that the offsides rule, that you can go and review the offsides rule with video should be gone too, because that should be up to the linesman to make that call. Yeah. It's just too much.
Yeah, JR, and you're a two-decade player, and you watch it, and you analyze it, and you've seen it all. I was saying earlier before you came on, I said, in all the years I played and have covered it, one play has never cost a game or won a game for me. Now, to the naked eye or the fans sitting at home and you're a Nashville fan, you're pissed off and you're irritated, all that cost us. But you mentioned it. You had a 5-on-3. You can't capitalize on power plays. You had some looks at the net. A goaltender bounces off your elbow and goes in. I mean, you and I both know this. You've never been involved in a game in all your years where one play was – now, it may have been the end of the result was different, but you've never been involved in a game where one play was the reason you won or lost, correct?
Well, there's one play, one game that I can say that the call cost us the game.
Right.
And it was a game in overtime, Chicago versus Winnipeg, that the player from Winnipeg, literally from behind the net, the puck was in the air. He grabbed it with his hand, Sean, and reached around the net and threw the puck into the net. From behind the net.
Right.
And the referee called it a goal, and even they had replay, and he still called it a goal, and we lost the game in overtime when everything pointed to the puck being thrown into the net in overtime, which cost us the game. And it was a 2-2 game. Obviously, we all could have scored at different points of the game, there's no question. But that missed call, as clear as the eye can see, the puck was thrown into the net with the hand. I mean, the stick wasn't even near it. Cost us a hockey game, and there were big brawls after that too. Everybody trying to get at the referee. It was bedlam. But most of the time, no. There's other times that teams they can win hockey games with other parts of the game. That game did not get decided because of that call. But it definitely put a big damper on it, that's for sure.
Hockey great Jeremy Roenick joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. You can get him at Jeremy_Roenick on Twitter. JR, speaking to Crosby's greatness, how much did he elevate in this postseason?
Unbelievable. I said on our pregame show the other day, I finished my pregame show by saying Sidney Crosby is the best player on the planet, period, and kind of dropped the mic and walked off. and I really feel that. I think in game four, he played very, very well in a loss. But game five, he elevated his game to a level that I have never seen him play before. And talking to a lot of people that are close to Sidney Crosby on a daily basis, literally were talking yesterday how he could be the best of all time in terms of his preparation, his attitude, devotion to the game, his attitude, it's incredible what this guy has really brought himself to at this point of his career. He deserved all the accolades. He deserved the Conn Smythe, and it was really impressive watching him.
JR, can they win it again next year? Can they?
You know, it's funny. We were having a couple iced teas at the local establishment last night, and we were talking about teams that were going to be pretty good next year, and we sat there and we talked about some of the teams that were probably going to lose guys. Washington, maybe Chicago, they might not be as strong in the next season. New York Rangers. Then we looked at Pittsburgh and said, you know what, this team could be just as good, if not better. I mean, they'll have Letang back. They'll have some other defensemen coming up. You have these young kids that are another year older and more, more experienced. And Pittsburgh could very, very well do a three-peat.
Well, Jared, we got about a minute and a half left, but I got to get this from you. You and Mike Milbury have had some great, epic, fun battles and intense battles. That's why I love it. You guys are opinionated. And Mike was talking about PK and said he had it coming. And then last night, fans got a little bit rambunctious afterwards. They got after Mike. What kind of fan base is Nashville? Did we see something different, obnoxious or great fan base? And was it warranted to get after Mike a little bit last night?
Well, Nashville, I think Nashville is one of the best hockey cities I've seen in a long time, especially come playoff time. I think this has really opened up a lot of eyes for the Nashville fans and the Nashville community, and I think they'll stand behind their team and continue to get just as passionate and loud. And as far as Mike, you know, Mike is going to say what he believes too, and he's going to say things that, you know, not everybody's going to like. But unfortunately, in our society today, if people don't hear what they like, They wish you to get, you know, get run over by a truck, or, you know, like they said about Mike and I, to jump off a overpass with a rock tied to us. You know, it's
political correctness, really, JR. It sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's real crazy to see where our society has gone today and how social media has allowed these losers to throw around hateful talk. And the keyboard cowards that continue to do nothing but spread ugliness and harm to people. It's totally disgraceful all over a sport.
Well, JR,
I will say this.
We got to go.
Real quick, Sean. I know you got to go. Okay. If PK was yelling and screaming at me, I would get him too.
I got you, JR. Hey, we got to have a couple iced teas soon, brother. Thank you.